Investigators in New York are learning more about that fire at a five-story apartment building in the Bronx that killed at least a dozen people, including four children. Earlier today, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio told WNYC's Brian Lehrer that the fire was started by a child playing with a stove on the building's first floor.
I know there were concerns raised about the building itself. Based on the research we have at this moment, it does not appear that there was anything problematic about the building or the fire safety in the building. It seems like a horrible, tragic accident.
And one of the deadliest fires, or the deadliest fire, I should say, in New York City in more than 25 years. Joining us now with more is Stephen Nesson, a reporter with WNYC. Hi, Stephen.
Hello.
Well, first of all, so we heard that tape from Mayor de Blasio about the cause of the fire. He says it's an accident. What else do we know about what happened?
Well, the fire department determined it was actually started by a 3-year-old that was playing with the burners on the stove. The fire commissioner said that the mother wasn't aware that anything was going on until the child started screaming. And then that's when she saw there was smoke and fire, and she grabbed her 2- and 3-year-old and left. The problem here was she left with her door wide open. The fire commissioner says the stairway was like a chimney. The fire just swept up the stairs so fast that many people couldn't escape. At least 5 people died in their homes. Other people got out through the fire escape, but that created another problem with more oxygen feeding the fire, which just made everything worse.
Yeah. Now, listeners may have heard a little voice there with you, and let's just fully acknowledge you're a working dad, and these are the holidays here, so I understand that there's a little person in the studio there with you, which is quite all right. We understand. But, I mean, speaking of little people, at least 4 children died in this fire. What else do we know about the victims?
Like I said, several of them died in their homes. 5 people died in the homes. Others were taken to hospital where they later died. Basically, the fire commissioner is saying children should not be left unattended with fire near a stove. That was the biggest problem, and they said this happens all the time. It's actually pretty common. The ages of the children that died range from 1 to 7 years old. There's still identifying the exact names of the victims. They haven't been released yet. But the fire commissioner also added there was nothing particularly problematic about the building. It was just the behavior. Leaving a door open during a fire is the worst thing you can do. And of course, people had to escape through the windows, which is entirely normal, but it didn't help the situation.
Yeah. Have we heard from witnesses?
We've heard from our reporters here at WNYC have spoken with people who live near the building, and they describe just pandemonium, people running out. It was a crazy scene last night. We actually heard that there's a transitional shelter across the street from the home, and they were offering clothes to people who lived in the building.
Hmm. Now, you know, I heard, again, that Mayor de Blasio says the building itself wasn't necessarily a problem, but there were concerns raised about it. I mean, what are the biggest questions going forward?
Well, I did some research on the city's records website, and the building is part of, it's called Housing Preservation and Development, meaning it does get some support from the city. It's not clear in what way. It may be just affordable housing units, but they're still looking into it. And according to the records, there was a defective smoke and carbon monoxide detector found in August on the first floor. It's not clear if it's the same apartment where the fire was started. But according to the records, that violation should have been resolved by October. But what's not clear is whether it was resolved, whether a fine was paid, or whether a smoke detector was replaced. And the mayor and his officials are still looking into exactly what the situation with that is.
Stephen Nesson, he's a reporter with WNYC in New York, updating us on the investigation into that deadly fire at an apartment building in the Bronx.